Most countries in the world offer teenagers some sort of sexual health and HIV education in their schools at some stage. AIDS education can also be targeted at young people in non-school environments, through the media, and through doctors or their parents. In some countries, individual schools are allowed to determine what AIDS education they'll offer. In other countries, this is determined by legislation passed by the central government. And in some poor countries that are severely affected by HIV, AIDS education is imported by foreign governments, charities, and non-governmental organizations. These people come into the country and deliver AIDS education as part of a larger package of HIV prevention work. AIDS education for young people today falls generally into one of two categories, either by educating the young to avoid having sex or by educating the young in comprehensive ways of protecting themselves from being infected. These are actually types of sex education, rather than AIDS education specifically. AIDS education in many schools comes as a part of a sex education program. The type of AIDS education program that is offered usually depends on the attitudes of those who determine the syllabus content. The right-wing organizations, many Christian organizations, and the Family Values Lobby tend to support the first way of education, while some other people prefer comprehensive AIDS education. These people think that preventing young people from becoming infected with HIV is more important than keeping them ignorant about sexual behavior.